Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Reserve is set to make a fourth straight rate hike in fighting inflation this week. The U.S. Central Bank has already pushed up the benchmark lending rates five times this year. Analysts say another 0.75-point hike is almost certain. The policy-setting Federal Open Market Committee starts its two-day policy meeting on Tuesday. Two U.S. college students staying abroad were identified Sunday as the only known Americans among at least 153 people who died at a Halloween concert in Seoul, South Korea over the weekend. The incident was initially described as a stampede, but video appears to depict a crowd surge, a wave of people pushing forward through an overpacked crowd. New York Governor Kathy Hochul's administration is being accused in a lawsuit of secretly slashing access to specialty doctors for over 1 million people, mainly government workers and retirees. The suit filed in Albany Supreme Court accused Democrat Kathy Hochul and her administration of illegally ignoring state law when making changes to the Empire Health Plan. Attorney General Letita James' office, which is defending Hochul in the case, said the plan is not covered by the surprise bill law that is used to regulate other health plans. 3 years ago, he was in prison for fraud. Now former president and socialist president Luiz Lula da Silva won Brazil's presidential runoff Sunday. His opponent, President Jair Bolsonaro, for months has claimed that Brazil's electronic voting systems can be manipulated. A skyscraper-sized asteroid will pass by Earth Tuesday. The asteroid called 2022 RM4 will pass by our planet around 52,000 miles per hour and will miss us by 1.4 million miles. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Lawmakers on the Hill are universally condemning the violence against Speaker of the House's husband, Paul Pelosi. As formal charges against the assailant are expected today, Tony Maruso has more.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott said Friday's attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband is unacceptable. On ABC's This Week, Senator Scott, who heads the National Republican Senatorial Committee, said that attack is a call to calm extreme political rhetoric.
We've got to figure out how to bring our country back together where we have a civil conversation. We have no violence. I mean, this what happened to Paul Pelosi is despicable. It's unacceptable.
The Justice Department is considering whether to bring federal charges against 42-year-old David DePape for the attack. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
As America struggles with inflation from government overspending, the annual rate of consumer price inflation in Europe increased to double digits in October, reaching 10.7%, a record, and highlighted the challenges facing the European Central Bank. Here in America, the Feds are meeting Tuesday to discuss the next rate hike banks will pay for money in an effort to quell inflation. The United States and South Korean militaries began a massive joint drill on Monday that'll run for 5 days and feature hundreds of warplanes taking part in attack preparation scenarios 24 hours a day. Operation Vigilant Storm builds on the country's largest joint military exercises since 2017. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing, never stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, you're with Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us here on a happy Tuesday. And we're going to have Michael Sapka join us in just a moment. Michael, just to kind of give you an idea, born and raised in Caracas, Venezuela, known world in the worldwide film industry as 3D Mike. He's a high-level educator and influencer in the political and electoral circles of North Florida. Michael, are you with us now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Excellent. Well, great to have you here. The headline today in most papers, including at Fox.com, Hispanic voters prefer DeSantis, including some Dems. This according to the latest poll. And seeing the numbers moving, you know, quite rapidly, you know, for the Democrats, for obvious, toward Republicans by Hispanics, for obvious reasons. And I got to tell you, Michael, when I first, 14 years ago, when several syndicators approached me and asked, if I would be interested in doing a syndicated show, and they said, their comment was, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before. I had to laugh because I said, well, you really don't know my people. Because if you really knew, if you knew our peoples, you would understand at the very heart of who we are in our culture is conservatism and conservative values.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, good morning, Bill. What an honor being here with you again and talking about my favorite subject, which is, you know, beating up on these liberals and these leftists that they're so off base. I mean, they're completely out of the range even. They're not even in the ballpark anymore of what the Hispanics think. They become so evil and so far to the left, and so depraved. I mean, the moral deprivation of these people is unbelievable. And, you know, I've been in politics since I was 18 years old back in California in the 1980s. And I've always known that our values, the Hispanic values, did not align with the Democratic Party, even at that time.
Exactly. Right.
Now it's just worse than I've ever seen it, and I mean, and I'm a political guy, so I'm on top of the subjects. But it's the everyday, hardworking Hispanic families that all they want to do is go to work, you know, make a good living, send their kids to some good schools, exactly. You know, that sort of thing. They are up in arms because what they see is almost worse than what you see in some of the Latin countries and in terms
exactly.
of the turn to the left. You know, and I'm talking about Hispanics that have been living here for a long time, not the ones that just came from communist Venezuela and Nicaragua and all these places. I mean, I'm talking about Hispanics that are here for a long time who have kind of cruised along and gone along with the Democratic Party's agenda and their lies, but now they're really awakened when they see that it's just more than politics. It's indoctrination. It's immorality.
Exactly.
It's everything that is bad in this world. They're trying to bring it into America, and it's
right.
not cutting it with the Hispanics, period.
Exactly. When you start attacking our kids, I mean, that's a bridge too far, and this is real obvious. You know, you have drag queen story hour. Well, let me tell you, Hispanics aren't going to stand for having, you know, as one described it, said this drag queen story hour, let's get real. It's a man dressed as a woman talking sex to your third grader. I mean, just that picture alone, but it gets all homogenized in much the same way the Democrats are homogenizing this idea of inflation, like as if, you know, it's some sort of boogeyman. No, this is something they created. They use it as a false shield to think people that like they're still on the job and they still have answers. No, they already gave us an answer. The answer is we're going to steal your money. And we're going to cause inflation and a recession and claim somehow some innocence here, Michael. How do they do this?
They just lie and lie and lie. I mean, this is all these people do, and you're absolutely right. Hispanics are looking at many issues right now, although everybody says, well, it's the economy. And yes, it is. Hispanics do look at that to say, they like to start their own businesses. They work hard.
I was going to say, that's huge. See, that's a huge element right there, Michael. Pause for just a minute, because you really, we need to reinforce this. People need to understand. Hispanics, by nature, are one of the most entrepreneurial groups of people that you'll ever find. I think it's estimated some like 40% of Hispanics are involved in privately held companies. They start their own businesses. They hire people. This is their nature. This is what they do. And the Democrats, by regulation, have killed their dreams and have stolen their money. In the name of, you know, like I said, recession and all these other regulation nation stuff. And so they see quite clearly who's at the lever, who's pulling the lever, who's stealing the money out of their pockets, out of their 401k, out of their bank accounts. And consistently, it's the Democrats.
Absolutely. Well, they just experienced 4 years of Donald Trump, of some of the most amazing, you know, economic expansion the United States has ever seen. Which, as Trump says in his rallies, every single time he has a rally, he says it. Hey, we had the best numbers of employment, of business for Hispanics, for Black Americans, for Asian Americans, for every single minority group prospered and did amazing under Donald Trump. And then in a matter of 2 years, they see how all of that got decimated, you know, in
exactly.
within 2 short years. And I'm going to throw another subject in here real quick, Bill. The Hispanics, because they come from other countries, you know, anybody that comes from another country, they're going to have more of a world view of how things work around the world. They're obviously, right, they're coming from another country. And they are also seeing, and the eyes are opening, to the fact that all that is happening right now is not just because of Biden and because of one group of people. They see the connection with this one world government that is being formed around
exactly.
the world, because they see the connection between Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, you know, Russia, China behind everything. They're not stupid. These people are very smart, and they see the connection, and they're putting the dots together, and they're realizing that the whole world is in this mess of you know, this cabal that is working to enslave us.
Mm-hmm.
So they're waking up to levels that I've never seen before, and then they link the Democratic Party to that group of this cabal. They see how
yes, exactly.
Hunter Biden has been paid off by all these people, the whole Biden family, for that sake. And then if you go along with, say, Barack Obama.
Well, exactly. Exactly, because you've got the Biden family, you got the Clinton Foundation, you got John Kerry, you got Pelosi's. You know, they're all elite captured. Mitch McConnell, they're all elite captured. So it's on both sides. But the thing that you brought up very clearly, people need to connect here, is that during Barack Obama's presidency, okay, everybody's pride and joy here. Three of his primary, officers in his administration, Biden as vice president, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry. What do they do? They get elite capture. They're selling America through the back door. They're selling out for their own aggrandizement. And here we are, you know, we're paying the price because of the deals, the side hustle deals that they did at our expense. We've got more from Michael after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here along with my good friend. He's becoming my good friend, Michael Sapka. We got to get together and have more time because we have so much in common here, and I so appreciate his background, you know, coming from Venezuela. And this is what happens, you know, people who come outside of the country. But they come to America because they still are seeing that light on a shining hill, that shining light that calls out for liberty. that is inherent in every one of God's creation, that we should be free to be the best that we can be. And America right now is standing as the world's final hope here, ladies and gentlemen, because this is why the World Economic Forum that Michael was referring to, this one world globalist, this is why they're targeting China's targeting and Russia, all these outside forces, Iran, the mullahs targeting America, because they know if they bring America down, then they got the world. Right, Michael? I mean, because we're right now, we are the final defense for liberty in this world right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's so beautiful because it's our Constitution is what's standing in their way. It's amazing how this little document called the U.S. Constitution, it's not a very big document. It's you know how it is, right? You can read it in a couple hours. It is standing in the way of this massive global cabal that is trying to just enslave the entire world. But this one little document, which was, by the way, it's based on the Bible. It is a biblical document. It is standing in their way, and they hate it so much, and so they're trying to erode it in every possible way. But especially that Second Amendment is a huge deal. This is what really is in their way. It's the same thing that happened in World War II with the Japanese and the Nazis. They just could not figure out how they were going to take the country when, you know, you got 80, 100 million Americans armed to their teeth. It's always the same problem that these armies have. It's like, yeah, you know, it's easy to bomb a base and take it over and militarily, you know, do some damage. But when you have all these people in the country armed to their teeth, you can't do anything about it. And that's exactly what our founding fathers knew, because that's how they fought England. But that document is so important, and we have to protect it, Bill. We have to surround it and protect it with our hearts, with our might, because there is a group of people that are trying to destroy it. And so, yes, the Iranians, the Chinese, in particular the Chinese, are pouring billions of dollars to destroy America and that constitution that America stands for. And again, going back to Hispanics, they see this. They see how all these groups are working together to come in and destroy America and take it down, because we are standing in their way. And this
Without a doubt.
Has happened before in history. It will happen again. And guess what, Bill? We are going to win because God is on our side. This is a spiritual battle as well. And we're going to win.
In many ways, you're right.
And I know November's coming up. Everybody's throwing up all kinds of predictions of what's going to happen November 8th. I have my own predictions, but I'm holding tight because I want to see what's going to happen. But I have a feeling there is a red wave that is going to sweep the country like we haven't seen before. And if you listen to Newt Gingrich last night on Hannity, he's predicting some serious victories here. I mean, I'm talking, you know, he's talking about 60, 70 Republican seats are going to be gained in the House. And he's talking about five or seven Senate seats going to Republicans.
Well, I will remind people. I'll remind people, Michael. If you remember back in 2010, Barack Obama had spent all his political capital for Obamacare. Right? Wasn't very popular. People were upset the way this happened, and they lost 63 seats. Right? Okay. That was a clear reaction. Unfortunately, the Republicans could not close the deal because they ended up counting on one guy, John McCain. John McCain, all the people that voted in 2010, you know, with the Tea Party Patriots candidates and everything coming in to apply some fiscal discipline to do something about Obamacare, and John McCain, one guy, shuts it down. And that's to the Republican, to me, that's the Republicans' fault that they would get to that point to only rely on one person. And leave it up to John McCain to kill all the good work that was done on behalf of freedom and conservatism. John McCain single-handedly killed it. And so, you know, when we talk about a red wave, what we've been saying, Michael, is that we want an American wave because the political parties, both sides, have let us down. And yeah. and they ought to know, whoever ends up in power, that the American way, the American body politic, has spoken in unanimity. We are united to, as you say, claim this country back for those three most important words in the Constitution, we the people, which Donald Trump said on his inauguration, if you remember. He said he was turning the government back to where it belonged, in the hands of we the people. And all it took was one day, and Joe Biden brought it all to the ground once again in deciding that being energy independent wasn't that important. And so he cancels our energy pipelines. He puts us in jeopardy. And now here we are. We're on the brink of two wars, you know, with China and with Russia. We're on the brink of this. Even he said that we're in at the doorstep of a nuclear Armageddon. And he has made America vulnerable with his policies. And this is what you say, whether it's Hispanics, it doesn't matter. All genders, all, you know, walks of life, race, color, creed, they see it loud and clear that this government right now is the most incompetent government in our lifetimes. And they're killing us. And stealing from us, by the way, too.
They are. And let's not forget that Obama is behind all of this as well. We were talking about in the break.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Obama is running the show right now. Obviously, Biden has no capacity whatsoever to do anything. And so behind the scenes, we know who's running the show. But, you know, and you're talking about violence. One of the things that is really bothering Hispanics is this wave of crime and violence all over this nation, that open border. You know, Hispanics came to America, most of them, legally after... You know, like in my case, you know, I spent 10 years in a legal process, the normal, what we call the normal legal process to become a citizen, which is 5 years to get your green card and then another 5 years to get your citizenship after that. And so many Hispanics are seeing what's going on and they're like, hey, wait a minute. How is that fair to me? We waited all that time and we followed the law. We paid lawyers to get all this work done. And now these people are going to come in, and they're all criminals, by the way. Not all, but some of them that are coming from, you know, the jails of Hugo Chavez that are entering America. And I'm going to tell you a quick example of what happened yesterday. You might have heard about this case. So we got a guy in Miami. He's working for the Republican Party, canvassing down in Hialeah, which is a Cuban area of Miami. And he gets beat up. This is a 27-year-old young man who's working, doing his duty of going door-to-door canvassing for the Republican Party, for DeSantis, and for Marco Rubio, wearing the shirt, Marco Rubio shirt, and a DeSantis hat. He gets approached by four gang members that are Salvadorian. They're MS-13-type people in Hialeah, which is unheard of. And they target him, and they beat him up. And the guy ends up in the hospital having now to have all kinds of surgeries. He's actually a personal friend of mine that I've been grooming and helping get into the system. And now we see this. And you should see the photographs of this guy laid, you know, and it's actually all over the social media. It's blowing up with this story because it not only that Marco Rubio made a statement right away last night, but now it's the Truth Social Network, Trump's Truth Social Network.
Right.
It's already being posted. It's already gaining momentum. But imagine the violence. These people are now using Venezuelan, Cuban techniques of beating our people up on the street that are doing their civic duty of going out,
yes, exactly,
doors, doing their jobs.
Well, we've got to maintain courage, Michael. We cannot back down. We've got to.
We cannot.
We've got to keep fighting. Michael Sabka.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Reserve is set to make its fourth straight rate hike in fighting inflation this week. The U.S. Central Bank has already pushed up the benchmark lending rate five times this year. Analysts say another 0.75-point hike is almost certain. The policy-setting Federal Open Market Committee starts its two-day policy meeting on Tuesday. Two U.S. college students studying abroad were identified Sunday as the only known Americans among at least 153 people who died at a Halloween concert in Seoul, South Korea over the weekend. The incident was initially described as a stampede, but video appears to depict the crowd in a wave of people pushing forward through an overpacked crowd. 3 years ago, he was in prison for fraud. Now, former president and socialist president Luiz Lula da Silva won Brazil's presidential runoff Sunday. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, we're back with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and Bob Drury and Tom Clavin have done it again. Their brand new book, The Last Hill, The Epic Story of a Ranger Battalion and the Battle that Defined World War II. Tom is back with us. Tom, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
I'm excited about the book. You guys have done it again. You've teamed up. I mean, you've got this best-selling rhythm that goes on between you and Bob that is just a really, just a true blessing, you know, for all of us that appreciate your work.
Well, Bob does all the work, and I just take half the credit.
It's a good gig if you can get away with it, huh?
I've been getting away with it for years now.
Well, that's just between us, so hopefully he doesn't hear this interview.
Yes.
Says, okay. Yeah, right. This is just between us and, you know, several
right.
millions of listeners, so not to worry. What a great story. How did this story, you know, get into your orbit and you and Bob decide, okay, this is a story that must be told?
Well, I guess I'll answer that first by saying the story sort of got lost because this story takes place, the battle for Hill 8, Hill 400, takes mm-hmm. place the very first week in December of 1944. And before, it was a very significant battle, very important battle, very costly battle. But before word of it could actually spread, the Battle of the Bulge began. And that sort of mm-hmm. took all the oxygen out of any other story that was coming out of the European front. And it right. basically stayed an obscure battle for decades. And as it just so happened, Bob had a special interest in the Hurtgen Forest campaign, which is where the battle took mm-hmm. place. And he was having lunch with a retired Army Ranger colonel who said to Bob, have you ever heard of the 2nd Ranger Battalion in Hill 400? And Bob said, no. He said, well, the colonel said, well, you're not alone, but you guys should look into it. There's a really good story there that's still yet to be told. Mm-hmm. And for people who are writing books about World War II or would like to write a book about World War II, it's catnip to hear it's a story that's yet to be told because you think everything mm-hmm. by now has got to be told.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So we started doing research into this battalion and the personnel and the events and the larger context of the story, and we found that it was fascinating to us, and we hoped it would be fascinating to readers.
Yeah, I mean, when you read about the fatalities and the carnage that took place, what these men had to endure there is just incomprehensible. I mean, you think, whoa, I mean, talk about being put to the very edge of your existence, and then you're, after everything's all said and done, you're one of 16 people to survive?
Yeah, I'm glad you put it that way, too, because that's the reason why the Rangers exist, or existed. You know, we basically are used to hearing about special forces today, the Army Rangers, the Navy SEALs, the Green Berets, and other special forces. They were not really the kind of elite forces in World War II as they are now. I mean, they were Navy SEALs, but they were basically a demolition outfit. Army Rangers was a new concept, that you were going to create a special battalion that was going to be the best of the best, and put them all together in a battalion that was going to be the best battalion that there is. Mm-hmm. And when everything else fails, when you have your other ways of trying to, say, take a hill have failed, yeah, well, you call in the Army Rangers, because that's your battalion of last, your best resort, your last resort. So that they were trained to give their all to the last nth degree, and that's what they were confronted in Hill 400.
Mm-hmm. How did the Rangers come about? I mean, this probably happened, you know, as the war had progressed, and there was this need for this elite force, right? I mean, it wasn't like they started out at the very beginning that Rangers were there, maybe to some varying degree, but not to this level of elitism, right?
Right. I mean, the when the war began, World War II began, there were no such thing as the U.S. Army Rangers. And it was actually the British who pioneered this. They started putting together these special operational units that would go behind enemy lines, that would be disruptors, that would be explode bridges and be sent in very surgical strikes, and usually, you know, behind enemy lines again. And the American brass at first were kind of reluctant to go there. That was kind of a, you know, these kind of spy subterfuge tactics they didn't see as kind of ungentlemanly. Well, that changed pretty fast when they, you know, were confronted with the total brutality of what the war was, not only on the Eastern Front with Germany, but in the Pacific too. And so they started to put together these units that were trained by British commandos initially, until they had enough people to train them themselves. And if the British had not, and Churchill was a big, big advocate of forming these elite units. And he, you know, of course he had Roosevelt's ear and Eisenhower's ear, and mm-hmm. they finally were persuaded that this is the way to go. This is going to be what warfare is like.
Mm. Yeah, that you needed to have an elite force that, you know, that could come in different ways. And of course, you know, here the idea of the Rangers is born. So how do we get to Rutter's Rangers? What happens between now the initial idea of having an elite group to where now we have Rutter's Rangers involved? How did we get there?
Well, originally the first Ranger Battalion became known as Darby's Rangers. I think there have been a couple of movies made about Darby's Rangers, and right. they were deployed in Europe. And they really made some impressions in the early days in Africa and storming the beaches in Italy. But they also got chewed up pretty good. So the idea was, okay, we're going to need at least one more battalion. And the Second Army Ranger Battalion was formed and trained in Tennessee. And it was the same kind of concept, except that the good news was that the concept had been proven to work. You know, Darby's Rangers had shown you can put together an elite force, train them to be the best, and when you deploy them, they will do what they were trained to do. So there was that kind of boost that the Second Army Rangers had initially. The tough part was that finding the right commanding officer. The Army Ranger Battalion went through a series of commanding officers who came and went, partly because, or a big reason was because they were just not up to the task. You know, how do you, if you're not an elite officer yourself, how are you going to train and create elite, you know, lieutenants and captains and sergeants and colonels and privates and corporals? Mm-hmm. So along came finally James, Big Jim, James Earl Rutter, from a small town in Texas, a high school football coach. Right. And they said, let's give Rutter a try. He looks like a gung-ho kind of guy. And he was. He was a tough man himself. He was, he could do everything any of his Rangers could do. And you know, he was only 34 years old when he took over, which to you and me, 34 is not old by any means, but no. In Army Rangers speak, 34 is pretty old. You're an old man.
Well, yeah, because you got a bunch of 17, 18-year-olds there, right?
Yeah.
You know, behind you, right? So, yeah, exactly.
They're usually great physical specimens, and you're 34 years old. You're married with two kids, and you're a high school football coach. But he would not tell anybody to do something he could not do. And the other thing that they found out about Rudder, especially once they landed at the beach D-Day, he never commanded from the rear. He commanded from the front. He was out front. You know, he wasn't like, you guys do this and I'll be right there. It was like, you guys follow me. And that
almost like Patton-esque, huh? Really? A little bit like Patton?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. He had that kind of, I don't know if charisma is the right word, but that kind of magnetism about it. He drew other soldiers to him who wanted to be better soldiers.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, when you have that kind of courage, you know, going to the front like that, you know, that is extraordinary. And of course, you know, we say Patton, and that was the charm of George Patton as well.
It was, and Rudder was somebody who had believed in himself as a leader, you know, and that's a, you know, remarkable part of the story in the book is that in The Last Hill is that he came from a small town. He came from a difficult family situation. He had no money. He had to scrabble to get into school, scrabble to get into a junior college that would take him. Everything he worked for, he worked hard for and earned it, so that by the time he was in the military, he had a certain amount of confidence in himself that he could inspire other people too. And I think his soldiers, when he took command of the 2nd Ranger Battalion, they fed off that confidence. They were being led by somebody who believed in himself and believed in them.
Because he'd done it. He had done it, so he knew and had the confidence and that air of confidence whenever you're around somebody who's been there before. I mean, let's look at, you know, whether we look at a, you know, simple thing like a Super Bowl game. Boy, veterans come into play big time because they've gone through it, and the young ones, you know, they'll come alongside to, you know, ride off of the energy that they're generating and the confidence especially. We've got to go to a quick break. Stay with us.
$5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call
800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477.
That's 800-721-2477.
NMLS 6606.
www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Conversation with Tom Clavin continues. He and Bob Drury have done again the New York Times best-selling authors. Their new book, The Last Hill, the epic story of the Ranger Battalion and the battle that defined World War II. We don't hear a lot about it, obviously. We hear about the Battle of the Bulge, but they were known as Rutter's Rangers, the most elite and experienced attack unit the Army had. In December 1944, they would be the spearhead into Germany, taking the war into Hitler's homeland at last. Their colonel was given this objective: take Hill 400. The second objective: hold Hill 400. The directive was pretty direct there, Tom, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you put it that way, and because that's pretty much the way it was issued. And that's yeah. What I think made for when Bob Drury and I were doing more of our research and considering whether this was going to be our next book, I think what really sold us is that there are two very important parts to this battle. The first one is take Hill 400, and then if the Rangers had taken Hill 400 and that was the end of the story, I don't know if that would have been as compelling. But the second part of the battle was even more ferocious than the first part, and that was the Germans had to have this hill back. Mm-hmm. And they were sending every elite troops they could get their hands on were rushing up this hill to take it back from the Army Rangers. And it was counterattack after counterattack after counterattack. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, you know, the Army Rangers are dwindling in number. And what's going to happen first? Will they run out of ammunition? Will they run out of people? Will the Germans take the hill? Will the Germans be beaten back? So there's a real flow to the story that goes beyond just take that hill.
Exactly. Well, the fact of the matter is both groups had the same objective, you know, get the hill, hold the hill, because it was so key, you know, and that was going to leave Germany, you know, wide open. So they had to defend. This was that line in the sand at all cost that both forces were determined to meet their, you know, to meet their objective. I mean, in a way, as I read this, Tom, it almost sounds like another version of Hamburger Hill.
It does. You know, we were comparing it to a couple of other aspects of it. I mean, you can it's almost like the Alamo and the Ardennes Forest, in that you have this small band of Rangers who were, you know, attack after attack after attack. They were fighting back, and would they hold? Would this Alamo kind of turn out a little bit differently? Would they hold? And I also want to mention something that we include in the book that we think is important, is that from the German point of view, because it's not everything is from the American point of view, from the German point of view, there was a great psychological aspect to Hill 400, because it was the last hill in this vaunted Siegfried line that was supposed to keep Germany impenetrable. You know, you could not invade Germany because the Siegfried Line was so powerful and so strong.
Mm.
Well, basically what was left by December 1944 was Hill 400. And from a psychological point of view, if you lose that, if you're not, if you lose it and you don't retake it, you've opened the door, so not only from a strategic point of view, but psychologically you have, in a sense, given up the fatherland. You've made the fatherland vulnerable. You've made it a greater target than it ever was. And that's, you know, how can you keep ordering people, German soldiers, to do their best when their home country has been invaded like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this, and again, to put this in perspective, this is a southern operation, and this is why sometimes, you know, it's an untold story, as you and Bob had discovered for yourselves, because the Battle of the Bulge, which followed, I mean, if you don't have this, you don't have the Battle of the Bulge.
Right, and what's an irony about this is that, you know, a big reason why the Germans had to hold Hill 400 is that if you were at the top of the hill, which for them was a good way to call an artillery strike, it was a good observation post, but if you turned back the other way and you looked, you know, towards into the Ardennes Forest, you could see where Hitler and his generals were massing their armored vehicles and their tanks and their troops and their weapons and everything else for what would become the great counterstrike, the great offensive that was supposed to turn the tide of all. The war in Europe was supposed to turn after Hitler unleashed his forces and beat back the Allies and sent them hundreds of miles back from where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
So the battle, it could be said, you know, there's going to be some people who argue this, but once the Americans took Hill 400 and could start looking into and possibly detect this massive buildup there, the Battle of the Bulge had to get off earlier than anticipated. You know, they couldn't wait a little bit longer like they wanted to and draw some more of the American troops in. So it's possible that one reason why the Battle of the Bulge ultimately failed, and not by much, but ultimately failed, is because Hitler and his generals had to step off faster than they wanted to.
Right, exactly. Well, the other thing to consider here that you bring out in the book, I mean, we're talking December that this is all taking place. I mean, this isn't nice, comfortable weather. I mean, this is a war-torn area. You've got, you know, all kinds of mud. You've got cold. I mean, all these elements, boy, I'll tell you, it really demands an elite force that has such a constitution to take on the elements. You know, it's one thing to be taking on a very aggressive foe, as the Nazis were, but to deal, you know, in I mean, you know, you're the visiting team, and you're dealing with all these elements, and I think that sometimes we forget that. We may see it occasionally, you know, we may see, you know, a couple of minutes in the movie, but, you know, to endure over an extreme period of time, the environment that they had to endure is just, it's almost incomprehensible.
Yeah, I'm very glad you brought that up, and for a couple of reasons. One is what you were talking about, the weather conditions were intolerable, and you're talking about even the most elite troops are struggling through the mud and the frost and the slog and the sleet and the wind and everything else that's going on. I mean, it's really, really awful weather conditions to be attacking and taking out. You're trying just to survive the weather conditions, let alone being, you know, a competent soldier. But there's a second aspect to that, you know, I'm glad you brought it up, is because unlike in some other areas, many other areas of the war, both in the Pacific and Europe, the American foot soldier received a great amount of support, air support. You know, you had the Army Air Corps, you had the Navy planes, the bombers, they would swoop in and they would soften up the enemy and they would distract the enemy. In other ways, be of great help to the American foot soldier. Here, the weather conditions were so terrible that you couldn't fly any planes. Planes couldn't see anything. I mean, they certainly couldn't see any targets. So what the Rangers had to do in taking this hill was do it with completely no other than some artillery, completely no support at all.
Wow. I mean, and so here they are, and then as you report in the book, was it like, you know, 16 survivors after that?
Yeah. You had 400, you know, after a regiment had tried, a division had tried to take the hill, they sent in the Rangers, and yes, there were 400, it was kind of an undersized battalion to begin with, there were 400 Rangers, and by the time of the beating back the last counterattack, there was somewhere between 16 and 20 what they call effectives, meaning that there were more than that on the Hill, but these are the only guys who were still not wounded, you know, not dead and not wounded and not taken prisoner.
Right.
Now, the Germans, of course, and partly just because they couldn't use their own air surveillance, if they had any idea that's all that was left, they probably would have launched like one more, if they could find enough troops, one more last counterattack. It's a good thing they didn't, because how are you going to hold a Hill with only like 20 guys left?
Yeah, you're like at the Alamo all of a sudden.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. You know, to hear these stories, Tom, especially, you know, we've got Veterans Day coming up on the 11th this year. And, you know, this really, you know, these are the kind of stories that need to be told in a society that seems to be so concerned about things that matter so little. You know, these heroes, what they did to preserve liberty, and not only for us, but for the world. I mean, you know, you take America out of World War One, World War Two. I mean, it's a whole different world altogether.
Well, we're speaking German and Japanese.
Right, exactly. You know, and so here it is. And you know, and this is what, for me, being a former Marine and understanding, Tom, that probably less than 1% of our citizenry serves in the military.
Mm-hmm.
They do not understand, you know, the gravitas. They don't understand, you know, the sense of loyalty that we have to the red, white, and blue. Because we have skin in the game. And, you know, they don't. And it's not like I'm saying that to shame them in any way whatsoever. I'm just saying you need to get skin in the game to understand what it is that we're fighting for, so that we don't allow things from the outside to come in and attack, because we were warned, we've been warned time and again, that we would have outside agents, but that even one of our founding fathers says what will probably bring America will be something from the inside, not necessarily from the outside. And we can see it right now with the kind of, you know, doctrinal propaganda that's been put out there in, you know, in the public square.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And the other thing I want to point out about, which I think goes along with what you're saying.
Yeah, we got about a minute left here, Tom, so take your time,
okay.
All right? Go ahead.
The Army Ranger Battalion was not made up of super soldiers. You know, I think one of the important parts of it is these were ordinary men who became extraordinary because of extraordinary circumstances. They were plumbers. They were telephone repairmen. So I think we don't want to say, well, of course the Army Rangers won. They were super soldiers. They were not. They were ordinary men who trained the best they could, who, as you just said, they had an ideal of freedom from American freedom and democracy they were fighting for.
Should that be for all of us, that we would all have that in our hearts, that whatever it is, that we would be able to defend this great American idea, not only for ourselves, but for the generations yet to come. Tom Clavin, thank you so much. You and Bob have done another awesome job with this Last Hill, the epic story of a Ranger Battalion and the battle that defined World War II. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,